Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
The live cattle and feeder cattle futures today, generally quiet throughout the trading session, with February live cattle being the weakest contract. It looks like they're going to close down a buck 22 at 115.97. The Aprils, on the other hand, up 75 cents at 125.92. That Feb April spread, you know, a lot of people were really trading that seasonal spread, buying the front end, selling the April, up until the fact that we had a bunch of deliveries last week. And those deliveries really pushed that spread out. It looks like they're going to end up being somewhere to close somewhere around $10 on the spread. All last week it was around $7.50. So that's an interesting thing. I think those deliveries, you know, it went from July to December one night, and then July to February 5th or something the next, or December to February the next month, spooking everybody out of those February long positions, and they're really falling apart now. Going out further, June's up 57, August, October down 10 to 15. Then feeder cattle were anywhere from 20 to a dollar higher. Of course, all eyes on this weather and what that means for cattle in the feedlot, if they're gaining weight, if they're going to be lighter, not eat, et cetera. And then what kind of death issues and health issues we'll have going forward due to this cold, unprecedented cold weather all through the Southern Plains.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
Well, grain markets were extremely, extremely strong today. We had the Kansas City wheat 18 to 21 cents higher. July was up 19 and a half at 647. So that wheat market's really being impacted here by several things. One being the Russian export tax that went in place yesterday, and then also this cold weather and the possible winter kill impacting that. Chicago wheat was anywhere from 14 to 20 higher. Corn, 9 to 13 higher. New crop December up 9 at 457 and 3 quarters. So the corn growers, of course, extremely happy with the prospects of the higher corn there. The bean market also strong today, with the November up 12 and 3 quarters at 1185 and a half. The cotton futures just continues. It made new highs overnight. March, which is the front month, was up 85 cents at 88.04. December up 92. It looks like it's going to close at 84.81. And I believe that is a new high for all of those contracts for cotton. One guy I watched out of the Southeast is anticipating that new crop could get somewhere around a dollar. You know, time will tell. But for right now, it is making new highs, and that'll give us all a bunch of really good positive momentum going into planting season.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.